send you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein kid. Son of a bitch.
I'm actually sitting here with a comedy legend and icon, Mr. Tommy Chong, one half of Cheech and Chong.
Hey, that was funny, man.
Yeah, you did it. Of course it was funny.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot. I forgot about Blind.
Blind Melon Chitlin?
You know, when Cheech and I got back together again, I did Blind, but I did the new, not new version, but, you know, the current version.
Right.
And Cheech came up to me after and goes, that wasn't Blind. That was you.
Well, I think a few years have passed, and yes, you eventually become what you are.
Or Blind always was me.
Right. Excellent. Tommy Chong, Cheech and Chong tonight at the Celebrity Theater. Legends back together after so many years apart. And you guys have been together for a few years now.
Yeah, we've been together almost 3 years now, and we're doing these sold out concerts everywhere. They're great. Yeah. Having such a good time.
Are you high right now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just on life, though, man.
Oh, of course. Right, of course. Because
no, that's a new strain of bud we got.
I'm.
It's called life.
Do you guys travel? You travel by plane, I would assume, now, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, we got a private plane called U.S. Air and Delta. Actually, Cheech has got his own private plane called Delta.
Does he?
Mine's U.S. Air.
Yeah. Do you guys still get hassled at the airports more so than anybody? Are you secondary screened all the time?
I get scared at the airport. Like we're in Phoenix, and all of a sudden this guy comes around with a dog, you know. And dogs makes my wife nervous more than me. You know, Shelby, she's
because you make her hold.
Well, she's making. No, she never knows if I forgot some stash or something. Because you know? Usually that's, you know, we got caught a couple of times crossing the border, and the custom guy picks up a joint, and goes, "What's this?" And I go, "Another day in Winnipeg." I don't know.
Now, do you have a card?
Oh yeah,
you have a card.
I got the original card.
Do you really?
Jack Herrera and I.
Now wait. You're technically when you were imprisoned, was a felony, right?
Yeah.
So you're a felon in possession of a medical marijuana card.
Yeah, but I'm grandfathered in.
Oh, all right.
So I had this card long before they come up with any kind of thing. What we did when they passed the law in California, Jack Herrera and I went to a doctor, found the doctor that would give us a card, and he gave us a letter, and we shrunk the letter into a card. And so that's my official marijuana card.
This is called the Compassionate Use Act of 1996.
That's right.
Look at you.
That's right.
Do people come to you that are trying to get legislation passed in their state? Are you like you're the czar?
I'm one of the guys.
You really?
I'm on the board of Normal, and I'm connected to MPP?
Is that short-term memory loss that they
marijuana,
talk about?
Project. Policy project, something like that. Anyway, they're all Washington based, and I'm connected with all of them. Ed Rosenthal and Jack, like I say, Jack Herrera was a really close friend of mine. You know,
so you don't, but that doesn't obscure the comedy, though. I mean, it's obviously the foundation upon which you and Cheech made your comedy, and yet it doesn't. You don't let your activism get in the way.
No, it's part of it.
Is it really?
It's all part of it. Yeah.
Do you handle normal stuff at the show?
I do a whole bit. You'll see it tonight. I do a whole bit about how dumb potheads are, you know.
Right.
We're pretty stupid.
You know? How amazing is it for you guys when Cheech and Chong first got together? You were really the first counterculture comedians.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Lenny Bruce did sort of some stuff, but you guys made it made it you. That's what you did.
Yeah, we were the first of a lot of things. When you think about it, we were the first reality show.
Right.
When you think about it, because, you know, usually when you do a movie, you become a character and then, you know, and you play the character. Well, when we did Up in Smoke, that's who we were.
Yeah, I mean, no offense intended. you guys weren't great actors.
No.
But they wrote a movie around your personality.
No, we wrote it.
Yeah, you wrote the movie around your personality.
That's right. That's right. We had no acting skills, no movie skills. I directed it, or Lou Adler directed the first one. Right. I directed the five other ones. And this is without any kind of schooling. You know, we just went in there. We got to, you know, we know how to survive.
Yes, you do. You guys have been around. Now, if we can take a break, I want to get some commercials out of the way. I want to talk a little bit more, because what you don't know is while we've been sitting here, Tommy Chong and I have been talking about music.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I didn't expect. Like, when Tommy Chong comes in, I go, okay, we're going to make the pot jokes. We're going to talk about all the things that are going. You guys are going to be at the Celebrity Theater tonight. You can get tickets and go to the show. But you have like a huge musical history and huge musical acumen that people probably aren't aware of.
Yeah, I was talking to the driver, this lady, sweet lady from Peru, on the way down here, and I started reminiscing about all the effects that music has had on me. Like, I told her that Elvis once sent Cheech and I a Christmas card.
No kidding.
And so, and then I jammed with Hendrix one time. And
hold on a second. You're name dropping a lot here. Hold on. I was going to just get the name drop in here. We got Elvis. We got Hendrix. Anybody else you want to get in there?
And I was one of the guys that discovered Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5.
I got that one in there,
too. To begin with that. And then I could go on and on with all the jazz guys that I known and played with and got high with, you know.
Can we talk about that in a couple?
Sure.
Tommy Chong joins us here at 93.3 KDKB.
Live from the Tempe Autoplex Studios and still the Valley's original rock station. KDKB. KDKB.
And joining me in the Tempe Autoplex Studios is the legend himself, or one half of the legends, because you're a legend on your own, I would think.
Yeah, I am.
Tommy Chong.
Since I went to jail anyway.
Yeah.
He never came to jail with me.
Yeah, Cheech was smart.
No.
He was up. No, I don't know. Jail or working with Don Johnson? Which is preferable?
Jail.
Jail. See? There you go. Cheech and Chong.
Well, no, jail or becoming a cop or playing a cop.
Well, there you go.
That's what it was. I would not play a cop. I got offered the job.
You got offered a job to play a cop?
With the John Johnson. I was offered the job.
Were you really?
Yeah.
For the Nash Bridges?
Turned it down, yeah.
You would have been like Ice-T before Ice-T. Like,
no,
it's amazing to see a guy that was like, you know, a gang leader now playing a cop, busting gang leaders and stuff.
Well, we talked about this off Mike, but cops and robbers are the same people.
Oh, you're one of those. But you know, you've got an experience, though. Like, anybody could absolutely give you a pass for being a little bit bitter toward law enforcement, because you didn't even do anything. You basically were the figurehead for a bong company, a glassware company, all it was peripheral. Now they've got hookah shops all over the world.
And hookahs are illegal.
Hookahs are illegal.
No, they're legal.
They're legal.
They're legal, but bongs aren't.
What's the difference? What's the difference between a hookah and a bong?
Okay, the bong is a Vietnamese word for hookah.
Right.
Basically.
So,
for a water pipe. Because that's what they are. There is no difference.
Right.
A water pipe is a water pipe.
Right.
A bong is just a Vietnamese word for water pipe. That's the only difference. But the thing is, the feds, you know, in George Bush, they decided that they wanted me off the street, you know, because I was this bad influence on the teenagers of America.
Wait a minute. The ex-president of the United States, who is an admitted alcoholic and draft dodger, wanted you off the street.
Yeah.
Because you're a problem. With no offense intended to you, Tommy. Honestly, during that period, I don't think you were on everybody's radar. Like, you really weren't like that guy that people went, oh my God, Tommy Chong. It's not like you were going to drive-bys or any of that stuff.
No.
I don't think criminal when I think Tommy Chong.
What it was, I was on a right-wing talk show in St. Louis, where Ashcroft is from.
Right.
Ashcroft, I think, this is my theory, he overheard me talking to this guy. And what I do when I'm on right-wing radio, I out everybody.
Right.
Yeah, I make them up. You know, I say, I smoke pot with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is true. I did smoke pot with Arnold. And he said, who else?
Give me another name drop?
Hold on. Yeah. Who else?
Wait. Former governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Before he was the governor.
Yeah. And then I told him that I smoked pot with Danny Sullivan, the race car driver.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Which I never.
You lied about
it. I made it up.
You lied about it. So how did Danny Sullivan take that?
Well, Danny's a friend of mine, so he kind of chuckled. You know, he don't care.
Have you ever outed somebody that you smoke pot with that you've never even met, and then that's how you get your introduction?
Not really. No, I can't remember. Because I can't think of anybody who hasn't smoked pot, tell you the truth.
Right.
You know, everybody. And George Bush, he admitted it. All the presidents admitted
it. But I did not inhale. I did not inhale. Bill, well, then you suck at smoking pot.
he also didn't stain Monica's dress either.
I did not have an affair with that woman. I did not inhale. Good job. Honesty gets you the presidency.
Yeah.
So Cheech and Chong are back together. You're doing a tour. Now, you and I were talking about this off mic, and obviously it doesn't make sense. If you have a 100,000-watt transmitter, you should probably tell everybody what goes on in the show, because you and I have spoken about your musical background. You guys don't do just the two guys standing on stage sort
being
of
funny.
Abbott and Costello sort of routine.
No. We do bits. We do bits that we've never done on stage before, like Dave's Not Here and Santa Claus and His Old Lady. We've never done that on stage before. We're doing it this tour. But
you're
we
doing
also,
Santa Claus and His Old Lady now?
Yeah.
Where it's 87 degrees out?
Yeah.
Does it still work?
Oh, yeah. Stoner crowd, man.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's all funny. And then we do Cheech and Chong music, you know. We do a medley of Cheech and Chong songs where we sit with the guitar and Cheech sings and I sing. And then we do, bits like Earache My Eye, you know, Mama right. Talking to me, trying to tell me how to live.
How about the band that covered that Scatterbrain band? Did you guys get paid on that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. Well, you get a little taste, you know. Who else did it? Korn.
Yeah, Korn. I mean, Earache My Eye. That's a classic. Everybody knows it when they hear it.
Yeah. And they really freaked out because we have one of the best guitar players ever. His name is Gay DeLorme.
Okay.
And he passed away last year, but he actually wrote the music in the first lyric. Mama talking to me. That's all he had. He comes to me.
But that's a lot, though. You get paid for that, though.
He goes, Mama talking to me, da 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 da. And so I wrote the rest of the lyrics, and then Cheech sang it. It was good. And so we do those songs, and then I wrote a Get It Legal song about pot, you know, about how we get it legal.
Right.
And we do that at the end. And then in the meantime, Cheech does Born in East L.A.
Does he?
And we, my wife and I, Shelby, who's in the show, she opens the show, we dance a little salsa to that. So I'm a dancer. I'm a salsa dancer, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Did you learn that in the pen?
No, I knew it before I went in.
Was your dance card full in the pen?
You know what? Funny story. When I was in, the first thing I did when I was in the joint, I started practicing my tango walk.
Right.
Now, I'm a tango dancer.
A tango walk?
Yeah. There's a certain walk that tango dancers do, mm-hmm. and you have to practice it. In fact, the good tango dancers study the walk for maybe 2 years before they dance.
Is this like a ninja thing where you have to catch the rice or something like that?
Yeah, kind of thing.
Is it really?
You got to drag your toe and then you walk in balance and you got your head's got to be over your first foot. And so I was doing that, practicing it, and all these old bikers were hanging around watching me, you know. And then finally one of the bikers goes, "Hey, Chong, you don't have to dance alone. I'll dance with you."
Oh,
har,
boy.
Har, har, har. So I walked over to him because tango dancers do dance man on man. You know, it happens all the time.
Sure.
And so I went over and I took him in the tango embrace, and he just died. You know, oh, get away from me. You know, he got all homophobic, you know. And
it takes a lot of balls to do that, though. Yeah, when you think about that, Tommy.
He ended up being my dog.
Really? You guys ended up doing Steve, the whole time being friends?
Yeah, and then what I did with him, you know, he'd been down many times. So I said, hey, teach me how to do time, you know, how to be a prisoner. I've never been in jail before. And so he gave me a course on how to do your time. And it was great, man. We played bocce ball. We played cards. A game called Casino, and we'd bet like push-ups on demand. Like if the guy lost and you'd be in the mess hall or somewhere and you say, hey, give me 10, he had to stop whatever he was doing, get down on the floor and do 10 push-ups. And so we played that game, and I never lost. I always won.
How many push-ups can you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never really tried. I could do a few, but Steve had to do them on demand. And we'd be walking with the bikers around the yard, and all of a sudden Steve would say something that you know, kind of got me the wrong way. And I'd say, okay, give me 5. And I would never get the whole bunch, because usually you do the whole bunch on demand, it's over. I'd do 2, 3, 4 at a time until his debt was paid. And but they're honorable, you know, the bikers are honorable. And I said, give me 3. He go, oh man, come on. I said, give me 3. he's down doing the push-ups, and all the other bikers are laughing at him.
Were you like a capo in prison? Did you have your own wing and stuff like that? Was this Tom? Were you running a gang?
Well, because I was famous, you know? I mean, part of my job was taking pictures with all the inmates.
Right.
And then I had a cook. I had a guy that would cook for me. He's a pro golf caddy for Overton, Jeff Overton.
And did you smoke pot with him?
And we didn't smoke pot in there.
Really?
That
was a place you didn't smoke pot, was in the joint?
I got offered so many times, and then as soon as I'd get offered, I'd get drug tested. They'd call me in for a drug test. They tried their best to bust me.
So did you think those guys were plants?